Support for Away with Words comes from Mozy Online Backup. Mozy protects your valuable computer files against data loss from hard drive crashes, viruses, theft, and other disasters. Find out more at mozy.com.
Welcome to another minicast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. Recently, The New Yorker magazine ran a profile of the writer David Foster Wallace, who died last year at the age of 46. The article included a line that I think Foster himself might have appreciated. It went like this. He was known for endlessly fracturing narratives and for stem-winding sentences adorned with footnotes that were themselves stem-winders. So, what's a stem-winder? The word goes back to the mid-19th century. It refers to an invention that was as nifty and state-of-the-art then as the coolest iPhone apps today. Think back to the days of pocket watches. In the really old days, people had to wind them the same way they wound clocks. They used a little key. Not only was that a hassle, those keys were easy to lose. In the 1840s, a watchmaker in Switzerland perfected a different way to keep a watch running. He put a knob on a tiny metal stem and attached it permanently to the spring mechanism. People lucky enough to own these newfangled timepieces could throw away their key and wind their watches whenever they wanted. These fancy new stem winders were the coolest gadgets around, so cool that by the late 1800s, people were applying the term stem winder to mean anything excellent or first rate. Stem winder also came to apply specifically to a rousing, impassioned speech or to a great orator. Perhaps that's because a stirring speech or an energetic speaker could get folks in a crowd wound up, just like a watch. Dictionaries apparently haven't caught up with the fact that these days, people sometimes use stemwinder in a different sense. Occasionally, you'll hear the term applied to a long-winded, boring speech, one so long and so boring, you're tempted to look down at your watch and wind it. Or you would if it didn't run on batteries. And I have to wonder whether the notion of winding, in the sense of something circuitous, influenced the magazine writer's choice of stem winding to describe those long, stirring sentences of David Foster Wallace. By the way, if you're a word lover, you'll definitely want to check out that article about Wallace in The New Yorker. The good news is you can find it online. We'll put a link to it on our website. We'll also put up a link to an excerpt of Wallace's final, still unpublished novel. You'll find all that at our website, which is waywardradio.org. What word or phrase has caught your eye lately? We'd love to hear about it. Send any stem winders you find to words@waywardradio.org. Thanks for listening. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett.
You can support this program by making a donation at waywardradio.org/donate. Thank you.